conservative Judaism membership rolls are now in a free fall. This isn't my opinion. This was the first line of an article printed in the Jewish Daily Forward. The drop in membership in the last 10 years has been in the double digits, 14% since 2001, and in the Northeast, the drop has been even more dramatic, with a decline of 30%. In an effort to respond to the crisis, the conservative movement has recently issued a strategic plan for renewal. According to the movement, the strategic plan emphasizes tangible change, organizational transparency, openness, and a new way of doing things. Whether or not the changes the movement is planning is going to reverse the trends it is now experiencing, only time will tell. But the writing on the wall is not good, for not only is the conservative movement in crisis, the reform movement is struggling as well. In that same article, it was reported that a group of approximately 17 rabbis from some of the reform movement's largest congregations have organized to shake up the movement. While the demands of these dissident rabbis aren't fully clear, the article reports that these rabbis want to have a significant voice, if not veto power, over the next president of the Union of Reform Congregations. Some large congregations are even considering dropping out of the reform movement and going on their own. This is taking place as the reform movement is convening open meetings of a reform Jewish think tank to determine the future and the direction of reform Judaism. The crisis of shrinking membership rolls and an uncertain future that has touched the reform and conservative movements is also touching the Reconstructionist movement as well. Though not as well known or as large as the other two movements, the Reconstructionist movement represents another liberal voice. The Reconstructionist movement has just authorized that its Congregational Association and its Rabbinic College merge into one organization. This is being done, according to a senior-level individual, not just as a cost-cutting measure. It's really much more trying to figure out what's the best way to further the movement. While it is possible to look what is happening in each of these movements as distinct, separate crises, it seems to me what we are witnessing is a massive transformation of modern Jewish life. While the individual movements are attempting to rescue themselves, this really isn't about the individual movements. What we're seeing is the Jewish community going through a quantum shift, a change in how we see ourselves, culturally and religiously. It is a shift not just focused upon which movement or congregation individuals choose to affiliate with. It is whether or not folks are going to affiliate at all. Whether or not modern Jews see value in belonging to a congregation. Whether or not they feel that the Judaism being articulated by any of the movements represents who they are as individuals or what they believe. While the individual movements will try to reconfigure themselves to address some of these changes, I would suggest that what is happening is much bigger than any of the movements. I believe that today's Jewish community is looking for a totally different and revolutionary way to give expression to Jewish identity. While the models of the past work for our ancestors, they don't necessarily work for us today. We need institutions that are more open, more transparent, that recognize that individuals are more mobile today than we've ever been in the history of the world. But more than structural changes, I believe what is driving the crisis within the movement is belief. Beliefs about what it means to be Jewish, beliefs about God, beliefs about whether or not the rules of the past should define how we live today. It seems as if today, while many claim to be concerned about the future of Judaism, they carry the past around their necks as an anchor that holds the Jewish community back. If the Jewish community is going to be a dynamic, vibrant community, we must acknowledge that our ancestors had their day, and it's time for us to have ours. This is not the time for incremental change or minor variations on the themes of the past. We must give voice to modern Jewish thought that embraces new theology, that celebrates diversity, and that understands that the rules of the past no longer fit the realities of today. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.